With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A government shutdown is averted.
The House voted overwhelmingly to prevent a shutdown after new Republican Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when hard-right conservatives revolted against his plan.
On this vote, the yeas are 336, the nays are 95.
Johnson's proposal puts forward a unique two-part process that temporarily funds some federal agencies to January 19th and others to February 2nd. It comes without any of the deep cuts conservatives have demanded all year. It also fails to include President Joe Biden's request for nearly $106 billion for Ukraine, Israel, border security, and other supplemental funds. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a former Fox News reporter could be held in contempt of court.
A federal judge is weighing whether to hold in contempt veteran journalist Catherine Herridge. She refuses to identify her sources for stories about a Chinese scientist who was investigated by the FBI but never charged. The lawsuit seeks to force Herridge to reveal her sources for a series of Fox News stories back in 2017. Herridge now works at CBS. Press freedom groups are closely watching the case and say forcing a reporter to reveal sources would have a chilling effect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A charter bus filled with high school students was rear-ended by a semi on an Ohio highway, leaving six people dead, 18 others hurt. Three passengers on the bus and three people in one of two passenger vehicles involved were pronounced dead at the scene. These were militaries conducting an operation inside of Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza, with the IDF saying their forces are carrying out a targeted operation against Hamas inside the hospital based on operational necessity. Hamas terrorists have been seen and are on video using the hospital as a base of operation. This is SRN News. China steps up its efforts to co-opt Christianity.
The country's Ethnic and Religious Affairs Committee has hosted a major gathering of religious officials in Beijing aimed at furthering the sinicization of Christianity. To sinicize something is to make it more Chinese in character or form. In practical terms, it's an effort by the Communist Party to bend Christianity to its purposes and make it subservient to the will of the government. The conference has been followed by a fresh wave of persecution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Department of Education officials held a meeting with Jewish leaders Monday, briefing them on efforts to address a rash of anti-Semitism on America's college campuses. Nathan Diamond of the Orthodox Union tells the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, they realize this is a crisis, but we're still looking to them to be as aggressive as possible and as proactive as possible. Some Jewish leaders want the department to initiate investigations into anti-Semitic rallies on campus. This is SRN News. An Arizona woman who shared her Thanksgiving table 7 years ago with a stranger she accidentally texted will be opening up her home again this year to two new strangers.
Wanda Dench is teaming up with Airbnb to expand the festivities, and the company says it will make a donation to the relief organization Feeding America. Dench's tradition began in 2016 with a mistaken text to teenager Jamal Hinton. She was trying to invite her grandson but didn't realize he had changed his phone number. Hinton jokingly replied he would like to come, and Dench said he was welcome. They forged a relationship that still holds strong. Keith Peters reporting.
A group of senators is introducing a resolution mourning Iran from expanding the conflict in Gaza to a regional war. The resolution urges the U.S. to strike Iran if Americans are killed by Iranian proxies in the Middle East or if Hezbollah opens up a second front against Israel. More details at srnnews.com.